Hertz telescope for the past few years. Only K2-18b revealed the molecular signature of water. Water has been detected on other planets, but they've either been too big or too hot to support life.
And billionaire businessman and philanthropist T. Boone Pickens has passed away. Pickens died in Dallas yesterday at the age of 91. And find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Tori Bell Spirit, your host at a Pure Component radio show. And today we have a wonderful guest with us, Dr. Marissa Abaza. Am I pronouncing your name right? Abaza. Thank you. We have a guest with us, and she is going to be talking about chiropractic treatment adjustments for children. And we're going to start right from the beginning, from pregnancy on to toddlers, etc. So, Dr. Marissa Abaza is the co-owner with her husband of Adjust Chiropractic Health Center in Rockaway, New Jersey. So, for now, I would like to just give you a little bit of information. Dr. Marissa, can you please tell us a little bit about how people can reach you? Try again.
Hello? Oh, there we go. There's my voice.
Okay, sorry about that, Marissa. No, I had you on the wrong mic.
No problem. All right, so the best way to reach us is probably through our website. It's www.adjustnj.com. So that's, again, adjustnj.com. You can also email us at info@adjustnj.com.
Great. Thank you so much. And here in Flemington today, we have a beautiful sunny day. It's 80 degrees. They're saying it's partly cloudy, but it looks quite sunny to me. And I believe that it's going to get cloudy at about 11 a.m. this morning. So enjoy this morning. And now, we're going to just break for a commercial.
Two years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Hello, we're back. Thank you for joining us at A Pure Component, linking spirit and science. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about chiropractic treatment. And so my first segment is about just a little story about how I learned about chiropractic treatment. So when I was in middle school, my sister had a boyfriend who had a dad that was a chiropractor, never heard of it. Didn't know what it was, and she's an older sister, so she never wanted me to tag along. But one day she invited me. There was a little group of friends of hers that was going to his house, and she invited me to go. And I went into the game room, and there was pictures of athletes and this man. And I asked her boyfriend, Kevin, oh, who is that? And she said, that's my dad. And I said, oh, how does he know all of these famous people? And the only reason I knew they were athletes was they were not even dressed in their gear. It was because a friend of mine, Jill, her mom used to buy tickets. Jill, Kelly, and I used to see the hockey games and the baseball games. Even though he mainly had football players, I recognized them to be famous people. And he said, yeah, because those are my dad's clients. They're his clients. He's a chiropractor. And I was like, what's that? And he said, well, what my dad does is he takes care of people's spines to make them stronger and healthier. And then he said, hey, you know, it's not quackery. I had no clue what he was talking about. I was like, whatever. I didn't even get the first part of it. So when he said quackery, I was like, okay, whatever, okay. But anyways, what was really cool is that when I was 19 years old, I developed extreme back pain, and I had no clue why. So I went to see my regular family physician, and while I was there, he said, you know, did anything happen? And I was like, no, not at all. And then he asked me, he said, are you sure? Did you get into some type of an accident or, you know, playing sports or whatever? And I was like, well, I'm not really a sporty girl, so that wasn't going to be my luck. But you know what? Actually, about 2 months ago, I was rear-ended, but the car was okay, and I felt fine, so we just both went our merry ways, and that was about that. And he said, that's why you have back pain. And he said, I have two suggestions, and I can give you a referral for a chiropractor, or I can also give you one for a physical therapist. But as soon as he said the word chiropractor, everything that Kevin said to me came rushing in, and I made sense of it at 19 years old. And I thought to myself, maybe I should try a chiropractor. I wonder why that came up. So I did, and the chiropractor gave me some literature. He was really good about that. It wasn't something that was too popular back then, and I understand why they said quackery. And then what happened was he gave me exercises to do in between sessions with him. So, you know, I was a college student, didn't have a lot of money, and insurance didn't cover it, or I didn't have insurance, I don't even remember. But anyways, I had to pay cash out of pocket, so I saw him once a week. And then after that, I would exercise in between. And at that time, I was already heavily exercising. I would go to the gym, and I was pretty fit. But, you know, he gave me specific exercises to do. And he said, and if you really follow this, you'll see not improvement, but you'll see that in around 6 months that you'll be perfectly fine. And I was like, okay. So I tried it. And I was actually more than perfectly fine after about 4 months. And so it totally sold me. So all of my life, I have been seeing a chiropractor. I enjoy going to chiropractors. For me, I feel like I have three main physicians, and my chiropractor is one of them. And the others, I really just see for, you know, yearly checkups, which is good. But even though I see my chiropractor weekly, it's fantastic because I get to make sure that what I call maintenance, or I don't know, let's see, what other word can I use? What is it when someone wants to just make sure something doesn't happen to them?
Proactive.
Just being proactive, yeah. So just being proactive, taking care of my health and, you know, and things like that. So I actually also do hypnotherapy, and so some of my viewers know that, and all of my clients and friends and family members know that, and about 40% of my clients are actually coming to me for sports performance. I have a lot of people for sports performance. I actually just signed somebody up yesterday. She does horse jumping, so that's going to be really cool. So I'm going to be seeing two new clients before the end of this week, and it's all sports. So I think for me, a lot of my clients are sports related, and there are things that I always tell my clients that they should do, and it always depends on what their predicament is or why they're coming to me. But when people come for sports, I find myself giving five things to that's always the same to all of those sports people. And one of the things I tell them is that they should see a chiropractor, because I believe that it really goes hand in hand. And I understand why Kevin said it makes you strong and keeps you healthy. So, you know, so anyways, but through the years, obviously, I've learned a lot about chiropractic treatment. When I think about chiropractic treatment, though, I've never thought about chiropractic treatment in children. And the first time I heard something like that was approximately 7 years ago. I was seeing a chiropractor, and he had a division in Connecticut, and he did children there. And it was really cool. And, you know, I mean, I didn't experience it, obviously, but I thought, wow. So I know there are not a lot of people that do that, but Marissa, I know that that's one of the things you specialize in. Can you tell us what your exact specialty is?
Sure. All right, hello? All right, great. So I do, I see everyone, every demographic. You can think of every size and shape, but yes, I do specialize in perinatal and pediatric chiropractic care.
Yes, that's nice. That's really great, because now people have the opportunity to bring their children to you and really get something that I don't think a lot of people really know exists.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, and that's actually one of our goals, is to educate the masses, you know, obviously our community, but to empower people and know that there's other ways of approaching health. And chiropractic is a really effective way to approach your health, and, you know, which I'll get into in a little bit. But, you know, ultimately, chiropractic doesn't treat any symptoms. So a lot of people know chiropractic for like back and neck pain. But chiropractic is so much more than that. I jokingly tell people that going to a chiropractor for back pain, back or neck pain, is like buying an iPhone just for the calculator, right? You would never do that. But, you know, ultimately what we do is we are all about focusing on the nervous system. And the nervous system controls everything in the body. And so that's basically your brain and your spinal cord. And again, through your messages that are sent from the brain down the spine and out the nerves, that's how your body functions. And so it's important to remember that when you have spinal bones that shift out of alignment, that disrupts communication between the brain and the body. So the body's not able to function or heal optimally. And so what's great is that, you know, chiropractic is very effective at quote unquote treating back and neck pain, but it really, again, it doesn't treat that. The reason why it is so effective is because back and neck pain is essentially a nerve problem, but when you remove that nerve interference, the body's able to heal itself. And I think, again, that's the most important component that people miss, that missing piece, is that the body is incredible. It's very powerful. It's very intelligent. And that without nerve interference, the body can heal itself.
Wow, that's great to know. And you know, just even in my practice, I know we don't treat either. And I work with different types of doctors and physicians with my clients when I do medical hypnotherapy. So I do medical support, but I always need that input because the medical field is very important. But with chiropractic treatment, what I like about it is that the absence of drugs, which we don't really need, you know, of course, sometimes it's important to take it. I wouldn't say to exclude it altogether, but I feel like the chiropractic treatment, when you go for chiropractic treatment, it does minimize. And so I said treatment, but I noticed that you say just chiropractic. Mm-hmm. So is that the correct terminology? It feels like I should say something behind it, like chiropractic treatment or chiropractic adjustment.
Yes. So we typically will say adjustment and not treatment, because treatment is a lot of times associated with treating symptoms. We don't treat anything. We just remove the nerve interference and allow the body to heal itself. So we tend to, and while you can use that word treatment, we tend to gravitate away from it just because, again, of that mindset of treating the symptom.
Right, right. Do you call my clients clients.
Yes.
And sometimes I call them co-therapists because for me it's interchangeable.
Yes.
It's collaborative.
Yes.
But I wouldn't use the word treatment either. Mm-hmm. So do you call your clients clients or patients?
Good question. We actually don't call them patients or clients. We call them practice members. So we have a chiropractic practice and we have members within that practice. So we have a very, we have a mindset that we have this family within our practice, and we don't want to talk down to our, again, quote unquote, patients. We want them to feel like they're an interactive member that, you know, it takes two. Like, we have this commitment to helping people improve their health, but they have to be equally committed to their own health too. So they're a member versus a patient.
10 points. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that means that the person's accountable.
Absolutely.
And they need to do what they need to do as well so that they can stay healthy. So you're not really treating anyone. You're helping them to heal themselves, basically.
Yes.
Right? So, Marissa, can you tell me, a little bit about what a neurological, I think it's neurological, is that correct?
Yes.
Neurological-based chiropractic.
Yes. Cool. So yeah.
I almost said treatment again.
That's okay. You can call it treatment. It's okay. No worries. So me and my husband, his name is Dr. Jason Abaza. We are neurologically based chiropractors. And so really what we mean by that is we are not orthopedically based. So most chiropractors are orthopedically based, basically where they will check the spine and they'll feel the joints of the spine and they'll be like, oh, this joint is fixed. And they'll thrust into that area to free up the joint. And that's still very effective because it still affects the nervous system, but that's very symptom-based. And so we know that there are different levels of misalignments in the body. We call them subluxations. And subluxations is just a very fancy word for saying that there's bones in the spine that get out of alignment, causing nerve interference. And so again, there's different levels of subluxations. There's primary and then there's compensatory. And so we look to get to the primary cause of the problem or the primary subluxation. And so basically, in order to do that, we have to use a neurological approach. So instead of finding out where joints are fixated, we use reflexes to find out where there's nerve interference. And I know that sounds kind of funny, but okay, so just imagine that, let's say that someone, Tori, you were to pass out and I had to call an ambulance. And so the paramedic would come and he would take a light and he would pry open your eye and shine it in your eye. Why is he looking into your eye? Is he checking for your eye color? No, right? He's looking at your optic reflexes because that gives us a window into normal brain function. So doctors, medical and chiropractic doctors, we use reflexes. It's a really incredible tool to get a window into that nervous system. So we use reflexes in our office to find out where you have that subluxation, and it tells us where to adjust on the body. And so we, more specifically, we use a deep tendon reflex, and it's the Achilles tendon. So we do something called leg checks. And again, that helps us to locate and correct the primary subluxation.
Wow. Yes. That sounds really cool. So there's no twisting and cracking and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because when I've gone to the chiropractor that does that, it does work. But just in my own head, I feel like resisting. I once said to a chiropractor, because he said, you seem so calm all the time, but as soon as I want to crack your back, you tense up. And I said to him, you know, it's just my own thing where I need to be in control, and I don't like people manhandling me. And he said, oh no, manhandling. He said, please don't say that.
Yes.
And I said, oh no, I wouldn't say that to someone else that you manhandle me. That's just my feeling on it. So I feel like your system is excellent for people like me who want to tense up just because they need to be in control.
Yeah. So that's a really good point. So again, a lot of people do like the popping, cracking, and twisting, and it is very effective and it is very safe. A lot of people, you know, sometimes people say, oh, that's not safe. And it absolutely is. There's lots of studies. You know, chiropractic has actually one of the lowest malpractice insurance rates, or so it's, you know, again, it's very safe. But we, in our office, we don't do any popping, cracking, or twisting. Mm-hmm. We use an instrument to adjust. It's called the integrator. And alongside the integrator, we use a technique called torque release technique.
Okay, just hold that thought for a moment. We're going to go to commercial.
Sure.
And then you can tell us about the technique.
Okay, wonderful.
Thanks.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, we're back with Dr. Marissa from Adjust Chiropractic Treatment in Rockaway, New Jersey.
Hi, good morning.
So you can continue.
Okay, great. So we were talking about torque release technique, which is the technique that we particularly specialize in. There's lots of different chiropractic techniques out there, but this one in particular really allows us to get to the primary cause of the problem or the primary subluxation. And so it allows us to not do any popping, cracking, or twisting of the spine. And instead, it focuses on particular areas of the spine that have spinal cord attachments. So your spinal cord is primarily anchored in your skull, in your neck, and also in your tailbone, also known as the sacrum. Right. And so when those get out of alignment, it can cause a lot of dysfunction within the body. And so a lot of times people will come to us and they'll be like, well, my pain is right here. And they'll point to a part of their back. And we don't treat symptoms. So we won't focus on that area because a lot of times where the pain is not where the primary problem is. And so by focusing on those particular areas, by the skull, the neck, and also the tailbone, we can, again, correct primary subluxations and remove that nerve interference and allow the body to heal itself, basically.
Wow, that's great. It sounds like something that people won't even realize. Do you find yourself explaining to people when they say, oh, I have like mid-back pain if you're adjusting someplace else? Do you find people saying, well, that's not where the pain is. That's not where the pain is.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely a lot of education involved, you know, because people aren't really taught how the body really functions. And so we do, we're totally okay with that. You know, part of our responsibility as doctors is to teach our practice members or teach our patients. And I don't know if you're familiar with where the word doctor came from, but it was derived from a Latin word and it means to teach. And so really, and I feel like that portion or responsibility of doctors has really kind of faded away. And so we really embrace that. So we're all about, and we've embraced that responsibility to teach people about true healing, about how the body actually
functions.
That's
wonderful. Yes. I love it when I'm educated about the things that I'm doing. I find myself doing research for everything. When I purchased my first home, I actually did research to see what the attorney needed to do, with the real estate agent needed to do. It was crazy. It was, I knew everybody's job, and I wanted to know it just as well as they were. They knew it. I knew that I needed to use their services because that was their specialty, but I still wanted to know what everything, you know, what everyone was supposed to be doing.
Which is incredible, because a lot of people are, I would say, and I don't want to generalize too much, but not, you know, a lot of medical doctors will be like, don't go on the internet. Don't Google search your symptoms, because they're like, you know, you just need to listen to me and I'll tell you what's wrong with you, type of thing. But, you know, we take an opposite approach. We encourage people to do their own research, and whether or not it's right, what it does is it gets people's wheels turning and it engages conversation, because when it comes to your health, health is your most important asset, right? Health is your greatest wealth. And so you want to invest in it, and you want to make sure that when you make healthcare decisions, that they truly are informed, conscious healthcare decisions, and not just because you were told to do something.
Right, exactly. I totally agree with that. Well, let's go to the topic at hand, which is children, but let's start with pregnancy. I know, yes. In my practice, I can do hypnobirthing, and I just got my first client, and
yes.
I'm really psyched because she found me on the internet. But what's exciting to me is that she got me right from the beginning. So she's planning to get pregnant, so I can do the whole pregnancy. It's going to be so cool. I'm going to feel
I
like
love
this
it.
Baby's mine.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It's so perfect. But I know that you do as well. You start with pregnancy. If someone comes to you with pregnancy, you can start with that. So can you explain that?
Absolutely. So, you know, we are on the topic today. We're going to talk primarily on children, but it really starts in the womb. So, you know, I love pregnant mommies. But, you know, a lot of times pregnant moms, you know, they have back problems, but chiropractic can do so much more than just help with back and neck pain, or, you know, back pain. There's actually research showing that women who are under regular chiropractic care have reduced labor pains and delivery times by up to 60%.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. So I particularly specialize in a technique. It's called Webster's technique, and it focuses on optimizing pelvic alignment. And so when you can have the ideal alignment of your pelvis, it helps a woman to have a really comfortable and safe birth experience.
Wow, yeah, that's so good. And then you can also go right to an infant, a newborn, and, you know, that sounds really odd. You know, I can't imagine cracking an infant's back. So mm-hmm. what would you be doing when you have an infant?
Okay.
Because I know that as far as what I have learned, at least, is that you can do you can bring your colicky baby to a chiropractor, and that would help greatly.
Yes. So babies can have subluxations too. They can have misaligned spines. You know, the birthing process is not only hard on mom, but it can be hard on the baby, especially nowadays where there's so many interventions like, mm-hmm. you know, forceps, vacuum extraction, or C-section. So a lot of these moms will bring their babies in to get checked, not necessarily adjusted, because not all babies, you know, not everyone needs to get adjusted, but everyone needs to get checked. And so, you know, again, we don't treat symptoms, but when the nervous system is free of interference, the body can heal and function. So, you know, when babies have things like colic or infantile reflux or constipation, and then they start to get their spines realigned, those symptoms start to fade or go away entirely.
Right. Oh, so you don't necessarily even use your equipment. What was that called?
Oh, yes. The integrator. So, no. For newborns, I don't use the instrument. Instead, we use a very gentle adjustment. And really all it is contacting where a bone has misaligned. And usually it's the atlas bone, which is the very top bone in the spine. And I, you know, put some pressure, and the pressure is equivalent to testing like the ripeness of an avocado or tomato. And I'll just hold it there for a few seconds. And then eventually the bone just kind of shifts right back where it's supposed to go. So it's very gentle.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then, so then we move down to toddlers and then adolescents. So can you tell me what reasons people would bring a toddler and adolescents, usually kids once they get into school, they're sports. So I know that's one of the reasons, but what other reasons could they come in for?
Children, as they're growing, they reach different milestones and they have these different developmental stages. But as they transitioned from one stage to another, they could be, injured. They could, if they're learning how to crawl, they could fall a few times or smack their face, as they're trying to crawl. Or as they start to stand and walk, there's lots of times where they're going to fall before they really start to learn. Sure. And then as they get older and they start to get more involved in sports, they can get injured through sports, running and falling. Or even if they're not in sports, kids do run and they jump and they ride bikes and, they're very active, very energetic, and so they are prone to these injuries. So we just want to make sure that everything stays in proper alignment as they go through those stages, because we know that healthy children go to be healthy adults. So it's really important to focus on your child's health and keep them healthy so that way they can be healthy as they grow up.
So what should a parent look for if they think, it's a good idea to bring my child to, or what does a parent maybe notice, or what's happening for a parent to think in their head, maybe I should bring my child to a chiropractor?
Well, I think that we shouldn't take a reactive approach, first of all. I think a lot of times we think, I only bring my child to a doctor, or I only go to a doctor myself when I have an issue. And it's much easier to maintain than it is to regain. So we also, and to touch on that a little bit more, we know that the nervous system, only 10% of it actually has sensory nerves. So 10% of our nervous system can feel, which means 90% of our nervous system doesn't feel a thing. So it's really important to not judge your health based on how you feel, or to know, if you're symptom free. Because a lot of times people say, well, I have no symptoms, or I have no pain, I have no aches, and they think that they're healthy because of it. But we know based on science that feeling is not a good indicator of health. So, obviously if your child is suffering from anything, whether it's frequent colds or ear infections or things like ADHD or even autism, with those things, that the nervous system is extremely stressed, and chiropractic adjustments help to reduce stress within the body. And so, obviously if there's any symptoms at all, bring your child to a chiropractor. But even without symptoms, it's important to get them checked.
So it's important to get them checked, yeah, because we don't even know. So the child doesn't even know to react or to tell their parents that there's something going on,
right?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So unless it's pain, then they're able to scream it out. But
right.
So what is the main reason that you've seen children? Just your personal.
Nowadays, I would say, and this breaks my heart to say this, but majority of the children that I see in my practice have ADHD and speech delays.
Right.
And so it's more of a behavioral thing and a brain things, really, mm-hmm. than it is like immune system problems, which the immune system and nervous system are very intimately connected. But we do find, again, one of the biggest reasons why parents bring their children in is ADHD, which, again, like, that's not a pain thing. So just to kind of tie those concepts together, there was a scientist, he was a neuroscientist, his name is Dr. Roger Sperry, and he won a Nobel Prize for his research on the brain. And he discovered that 90% of the nutrition and stimulation to the brain comes from movement of the spine. So if your spine's not moving properly, or if you have abnormal structure of your spine, you're not getting that proper stimulation to the brain. So what does that have to do with ADHD? Well, we also know that things like ADHD are very much brain related. They're also gut related, but the brain and the gut have the same microbiome. So they, play together very much. But there's two hemispheres of the brain. So we have the right and left hemispheres of the brain. And if one side of the brain is not maturing as fast as the other, there are symptoms like ADHD. But the children who also have ADHD also are the ones who have a weak immune system. So those kids are getting sick all the time. They're always getting colds. They're always getting flus. So when they come in for their chiropractic adjustments, we can help them stimulate that side of the brain to get it to catch up to the other side to reduce those ADHD symptoms. But as they're doing that, we also see a boost in their immune system. So they're not getting sick nearly as much too. And again, we don't treat the symptom. We, locate those subluxations, but
Right. So the people who come to you, it's still recommended that they see their general physician or their pediatrician, et cetera.
Yes. So we don't claim to be the one-stop shop. Like, we don't want to be the be-all, end-all. And truly, there's no healthcare provider that can be everything for you or your child. And so we definitely encourage that you bring your children to a team of doctors to make sure that you kind of cover all bases.
Right.
So yes, still bring your child to a pediatrician.
And that's the best way to do it this way, you know, because I still go to my medical doctors, even though I use a lot of complementary treatments for myself. I do go to medical doctors, and I feel like the people who want to exclude that, they're putting themselves at a risk, you know, because, you know, science is so advanced now. And I feel like, you know, we just can't just drop that off of the page and say that, you know, we're only going to do a complementary or alternative, you know, treatments and, you know, different modalities. And I think that when everything is coupled together and you have the right, the right plan, you can really get yourself healthier quicker and longer.
Yes.
And have that longevity.
Mm-hmm.
So just as a chiropractor also who has her own business, I know that because I have gone to Dr. Marissa, she's wonderful.
Thank you.
I know that your husband also is a chiropractor, and you guys co-own your company. So my question is, what is his specialty?
he specializes in everyone. He primarily works more with athletes. You know, even though, because, you know, athletes come in and they're, you know, they're very muscular. And so a lot of times they feel like they need more of a male to help them, even though we don't use our muscle to adjust. But he definitely can reach them on a mental level better than I can. So that would probably be, I would say, his specialty is more of the athletes.
Okay. So why don't you tell our listeners again how they can reach you?
Okay, so the best way to reach us is probably through our website. It's www.adjustnj.com, or through our email. It's info@adjustnj.com.
Great. So we're going to break for commercial, and when we come back, we're going to continue with Dr. Marissa.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day, superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
We're back. We're back with Dr. Marissa, and I have a question. I wanted to know, what else can you tell us about children in chiropractic care?
Well, I think Let's see. There's so much to talk about. I would probably say that most parents don't realize that there are other ways of approaching their children's health besides medicine. So, you know, again, medicine is really incredible. You know, what we've done with science and, you know, how advanced medicine is really incredible. But I really, it is my personal belief that we should reserve things like medicine for emergency cases. So, you know, the United States, we have incredible emergency care. We had like the best emergency care in the world, in my opinion. But the thing is, a lot of the issues that we're dealing with and, you know, a lot of children issues are not emergencies. And so obviously when it is emergency, it's important to go to a hospital, to the emergency room, to go to your pediatrician. But there's other issues that can be helped very effectively and safely, you know, through other means. And so chiropractic is a really great way to approach health. It's very natural, it's very safe, and it's very effective. You know, if you, again, going back to the concept that the nervous system controls everything, we know the body's going to function better when it's free of nerve interference. One of the more common issues that we do see is things like constipation in children. And so a lot of times when a child has constipation, the bones in their tailbone or sacrum are out of alignment. And the nerves from those bones, they branch out and they go to the digestive tract. And so, you know, basically when you have constipation, there's issue with the, you know, fecal matter going through the large intestines. And it the fecal matter pushes through the intestines through a process called peristalsis, which is a wave-like motion that pushes, again, it through. But if the nerves to those areas aren't reaching the end organ, then that peristalsis doesn't work properly. And so the fecal matter gets stagnant and it doesn't move. And so again, through chiropractic adjustments, we can kind of stimulate that large intestine to move that stuff through the intestine and, you know,
and you could do that to newborns as well?
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's really cool. So how about like something like an ear infection? I know children always have them. I've never stopped having them.
Oh, no.
I'm really actually pretty healthy. I don't get sick often, but for some reason, once a year, I still get my childhood ear infection.
Wow. So children definitely have ear infections a lot more often than adults do. And one of the reasons why is because of the anatomy of a baby. So, you know, ear infections happen when bacteria overgrows in the ear. We have these eustachian tubes, which are these tubes that drain the fluid from the ear. In a baby or in a child, the eustachian tubes are more horizontal or parallel to the ground. But in an adult, those eustachian tubes angle down, so it's easier to drain. So again, children are more prone to bacterial overgrowth because their ears aren't draining properly. Okay. Well, the eustachian tube has a muscle that surrounds it. Mm-hmm. And when bones in the neck are out of alignment, it causes the muscle around the eustachian tube to contract. So it prevents fluid from draining. And so when we correct those misalignments in the neck, we can help release that muscle around the eustachian tube and allow the ear to drain properly.
Wow. Oh, see, I have never even known that, even though I get them so much. I've never known that. I think, though, in the last 10 years, it skips a year or so.
Yeah.
But it was odd, you know, because I think until I was about 30 years old, I got them every year.
Wow.
And it was a little crazy. Can we talk about how chiropractic treatments, see, I want to say that again, can boost the immune system?
Yes. So the immune system and the nervous system are so intimately connected that you cannot differentiate the two. So again, as you start to remove that nerve interference, you will boost the immune system as well. So a lot of people, again, they'll come in, a lot of people do come in for like back and neck pain, but then so many times we hear them like say, oh my gosh, I realize I haven't gotten sick once this year. So so it definitely helps to boost the immune system.
It does help to. So do you have a particular space that you would work on for that? So I know that, you know, on the vertebrae.
Yeah, no, you know, that's a good question. You know, there's not one particular area because the way that we adjust is we don't adjust based on symptoms. So we just, again, locate where that primary interference is. And, you know, it's pretty simple. It's really, you know, the concept is really incredible. And it's just, it's nice to just have that faith in the body, you know, just have faith in the innate intelligence in the body.
So basically it's going to be just depending on that person. It's individual.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So another thing is, you know, maybe you can debunk this myth. You know, I've heard many people say, well, I don't want to go to a chiropractor because once I start going, then I'll have to keep going.
Yes. well, you know, first of all, you don't have to keep going. You can do whatever you want to do. You have that freedom. But a lot of times, people who get under regular care with us, they start to notice that they have more energy. They have more clarity. They're not getting sick as often. They can concentrate better at work. They're sleeping better. And so because of all these things, they start to see the benefits of regular chiropractic care, and they choose to get on a maintenance plan. And so ultimately, you know, taking care of your spine is like taking care of like your teeth. Or, you know, so we brush our teeth every single day, and we do that to maintain, right? Because it's easier to maintain your oral hygiene than it is to not brush at all and just go to the dentist once a year, you know? And also, you know, working out at the gym, you know, you don't just work out to lose weight, and then once you've lost the weight, you stop. You keep going just to maintain. So.
Right, exactly. Because if you stop, then you'll start over.
Right, yeah.
So instead of starting over, so you would say it's maintain. It's maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that, well, anyway, just going back to that just for a moment, because for me, when people say that to me, I always say, don't you think it's not that you have to go back, but you want to go back?
Yes, yes.
So that's, you know, so I kind of put that question out there.
Mm, I love that.
So how about preventative? I once asked a different modality, and it was for someone else, about preventative. So do you have any treatments that's preventive, or would you recommend someone come in to prevent it? To prevent something from happening?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Yeah, there are some people that come into our office who don't have any symptoms at all, but they recognize the importance of maintaining a healthy nervous system, so they will come in just to prevent. So, and, you know, if someone were to come in with symptoms, obviously we would see them more frequently. But if someone is just coming in to maintain or to prevent, we would just get them checked maybe once every other week, once a month, something like that, just to make sure everything stays in alignment.
So preventative could be about once a month. So it's really worth it for people to come in and even try it.
Yes.
Because,
yeah.
You know, when you think about once a month, I mean, how many things do we spend money on and we don't even realize that we're doing it and it was something that's not important at all.
Right. And, you know, speaking of money, you know, depending on which source you ask, but people have said that the biggest cause of bankruptcy is medical expenses.
Yes.
And it is so much less expensive to maintain and prevent than it is to treat a disease. So, you know, there's so many sayings out there, like Facebook memes and stuff that say stuff along the lines of, you know, if you don't pay for your health now, you're going to ultimately pay for it in the end, and it's going to be a lot more expensive.
Right, and that's so true. That's so true. When people think about what they're really giving themselves, because it's giving yourself the gift of life, really, because you're taking care of yourself.
Yes, and it's not too, we say that we add years to your life, but also quality to your years, because even though you may be able to live longer on, you know, by treating your symptoms with medication, you know, what's the quality of your life looking like? So we try to keep, you know, we try to bring quality back to life.
Right. Yeah. If there's no quality of life, then what's the point?
Right.
Okay. We're going to a break for a short break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Marissa.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hello, we're back with Dr. Marissa. And Dr. Marissa, can you tell the audience how they can reach you again?
Yes, so email is info@adjustnj.com. Our website is www.adjustnj.com.
Great. And do you have final words for us?
Yes, I just want to leave everyone with this, is that, you know, we have this incredible innate intelligence within our bodies. Our bodies are so beautiful, so perfect, so intelligent that when free of nerve interference, our bodies can heal themselves.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, so we also have a giveaway. So last week we had Dr. Derek Rogers here, and he's a nutritionist, and he is an RN. I'm sorry, he is a ND, not M, ND. And he did give us a giveaway. It's a wonderful giveaway because it's for his nutrition class. His nutrition class is over $2,000, and it's coveted. It's one of the best classes that you can take in this area. And he has never had a discount or something like that because it's a coveted class. So he doesn't need to do this. So this is unprecedented. And what he's giving away is a $400 gift certificate for one lucky listener to take his class. Now, he is offering the class in October, and once that whoever wins, I'm going to send you an email. But if that is not convenient for you, he does repeat the class twice a year, and it is redeemable only for the class. We're going to have Dr. Marissa just pick one of the names out of our we have 49 people, and we're going to pick one of the names out and see who our lucky winner is. And I'll take that. Thank you. Okay, so it's John R. from White House Station, New Jersey. And I will be emailing you all of the information you need so that you can redeem your winning gift certificate to Dr. Rogers' nutritional class. And I hope you enjoy it. It is a coveted class, and it's a wonderful, wonderful class for you to take. That is, and this is unprecedented again. So what we're going to do is, Dr. Marissa also brought us a giveaway. And we're going to have a giveaway. Dr. Marissa, can you tell us what your giveaway is?
Yes, so there's actually two things. I have a book here. It's called Baby Designed by God, and it was written by my mentors, Dr. Amanda Hess and Dr. Jeremy Hess. And it's basically basically just describing, one, how incredible the body is, but also setting things straight on birthing and how to raise healthy babies.
Great, perfect.
And then the other part of that is a gift certificate to our office. So it is valued at $100. And basically what it includes is a comprehensive consultation, a nerve evaluation. We have some really awesome equipment that we use to evaluate the nervous system, and also something called a doctor's report of findings. So again,
$100. Oh, that is an excellent gift. And so the way that this works is that we're going to have three questions on our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/apurecomponent. And with the giveaway, what you're going to do is answer three questions. You're going to send the questions to an email address, and anyone who has three correct answers will be able to be placed in the drawing, and our next guest will draw them out, and we'll pick someone for that winning. Thank you so much for listening and for joining us today. Next week, we're going to have a special edition where we're doing Hypno Roundtable. I'm going to be with two co-hosts who are my colleagues. We'll be talking about the topic of hypnosis. So join us next week and enjoy your day.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Emerald City is impeachment, and my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
That's the ranking Republican on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is now meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Congressman Doug Collins says New York Democrat and chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, has called this unnecessary hearing, according to Collins, to keep impeachment in the headlines.
The difference between formal impeachment proceedings and what we're doing today is a world apart, no matter what the chairman just said.
Nadler says the investigation will consider allegations of obstruction of justice, self-dealing, and violations of the Emoluments Clause. The Labor Department says around 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump now has to choose a new national security advisor, and a number of names have been floating around. However, his top advisor, Kellyanne Conway, would not comment on reports, including on CNN, that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may be considered as a dual role, keeping his Secretary of State position while also serving as NSA.
There are many people of diverse backgrounds, all solid candidates. I know firsthand the president is considering for that position.
Anyone that you can name?
No, I won't do that. I've seen names being floated in the press. I think some of those are legitimate.
She was speaking on Fox News. 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls are preparing for a debate tonight in Houston. Former VP Joe Biden will be at center stage. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren on either side of him. Those on stage met a criteria set by the Democratic National Committee based on polling and fundraising. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the last remaining survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor has died. Lauren Bruner, passed away this week in California at the age of 98. Bruner was a fire controlman third class on the USS Arizona when Pearl Harbor was attacked by Japan on December 7, 1941, and was one of the last people to leave that sinking battleship. Philanthropist billionaire T. Boone Pickens has also passed away. Pickens died yesterday at the age of 91. Forever 21 refuting a claim that it's filing for bankruptcy. It says it's not planning to file on Sunday, as some reports have claimed. A newly discovered audio tape from back in 1969 shows that the Beatles were planning a follow-up to Abbey Road. The tape was recorded at Apple Records a couple of weeks before the release of that final album, and it features a conversation between Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison about who should write songs for their next album. A Beatles historian says the tape revises the band's history, showing they didn't plan on Abbey Road to be their last album, and that John Lennon did not, in fact, want to break up the band. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.